Gracious God, open our eyes, ears, and spirit to listen to your word today, and help us to keep following our shepherd, Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Good morning. Today is the fourth Sunday of the season of Easter, and we call this Sunday as Good Shepherd Sunday. You may know that Jesus is usually described as a good shepherd, and we are sheep in the Bible. Do you know how many times the word sheep mentioned in the Bible? It's mentioned more than 200 times. Wow, so many times, right? In today's scripture, Jesus' words about sheep and shepherd were directed toward his close followers and his critics, the religious leaders of the day. Jesus told these riddles about sheep and shepherd and thieves and strangers to explain about the difference between true believers and false prophets. But why sheep? There are so many various animals in Jesus' time, but why sheep were described as good people? I mean the God's people. Actually, sheep were important as sources of wool, milk, and meat. And throughout the Bible, sheep served as symbols for God's people in God, where Jesus is portrayed as the shepherd of his chosen flock in the prophetic words of Isaiah and Ezekiel, and most famously in the 23rd Psalm and John 10 as well. Moreover, I think they do share certain characteristics with people, especially people who claim to be set apart, belonging to one good shepherd. Let me tell you some points. First, sheep are followers. They will follow another sheep, even to slaughter, or over a cliff. Lambs are conditioned from birth to follow older sheep. Following isn't something sheep have to think about, it's an instinct. They can be trained to follow a distinctive call or a unique melody played on a pipe. A sheep can learn to recognize its own name and come when it is called. Sheep will follow a shepherd they know well, but they are more inclined to follow other sheep. And second, sheep remember faces. That's interesting, right? Before I heard that sheep are not smart, but according to British scientists, sheep recognize the faces of other sheep and even of humans who work with them regularly. Sheep remember who treat them well, and even more, they remember who handles them harshly. Sheep will allow a gentle shepherd to come close, but they will bark and run from a person who has handled them roughly in the past. And third, sheep find safety in numbers. Since predators attack the outliers, sheep stick closely together. When grazing, sheep will keep at least 4 to 5 other sheep in view. They are very social animals, and the instinct to flock is strong. And fourth, sheep rarely walk in a straight line. By tracking first to one side and then to the other, they can always see what's behind them. they can spot danger from up to 1500 yards away, but they have trouble finding a half-open gate without help. And fifth, sheep are surprisingly dirty animals. Lambs may look cute and fluffy on greeting cards, right? But the reality of adult sheep is that all kinds of mud and yuck get stuck in their wool, clumping together in nasty lumps. Good shepherds know the value of ullit just before shearing time. I think we are like these sheep sometimes. We tend to follow each other more instinctively than we follow our good shepherd, even when we've been trained to recognize our own name and God's distinctive call to us. And we tend to remember old hurts and grudges, and we run away from potential encounters with those who have hurt us in the past. And we tend to stick together with the same 4 or 5 people we know best, keeping them in our sight and huddling together when we sense an attack coming our way. We spend a lot of time looking behind us, making it hard to walk a straight line, and we can spot a distant threat more easily than an open gate in front of us. Finally, we attract dirt, and we let it clump up and cling to us. That is somewhat true, I think. And a more important, interesting thing in today's scripture is that Jesus says He is the gate, the way to safety and green pasture. Not only He is the good shepherd, but also the true gate for sheep. And it says that Pharisees who deny Jesus as the way are no better than thieves trying to climb over the wall of the sheepfold instead of entering through the gate. Isn't it ironic that those who hear about sheep recognizing their shepherd's voice are the same ones who don't recognize what Jesus is saying to them? Please keep in mind that Jesus is not only talking to Pharisees but to His own disciples, and He's talking to us. Like a shepherd calls his sheep, He keeps calling us. So, as sheep, we should recognize His voice, and we should enter through the gate. You know what? Shepherds start teaching lambs their own names as soon as they are born. Like that, God has called each of us by name. He has claimed us as His own. So, how do we learn to hear Christ's voice, to recognize that we are being called by name? It seems so hard to hear, just as it did for those Pharisees who didn't recognize how God was working in their very, very midst. To be sure we hear Him, He strongly says in verse 7, "Truly, very truly I tell you, I am the gate." And again, He says it again in verse 9, "I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved, and will come in and go out and find the pasture." Then He says, "I came that they may have a life and have it to the full." And in other versions, it says abundantly instead of full. What does it mean? How do we enter into abundant life? It means when we enter through the gate following the true shepherd's voice, not that of thieves or strangers, we can arrive the green pastures and the safe place to have abundant life. So we should learn to recognize our shepherd's distinctive call by hearing it repeatedly and frequently. Brothers and sisters, we need to practice listening for our shepherd's voice. We include time for silent listening in our personal devotion time, seeking to hear God's voice while ignoring the many other voices that compete for our attention. And we practice listening together as a community of faith for what God is calling us to be and do. Also, like a sheep, we value our place in the flock, sticking together, supporting each other in our journey towards Christ-likeness. It's possible to be a believer in isolation, but to be a true follower of Jesus requires participating in this thing we call church, being an active member of the body of Christ. We don't stray from the flock, putting ourselves at risk. We stick together, even though we can't gather together right now because of the coronavirus. We are sure we are one. We are one Christ. We one church in Christ Jesus. When we get dirty, as all sheep do, we turn towards our shepherd to wash us clean. And through Christ's sacrifice of himself for our sins, we are cleansed all of unrighteousness, all our sins are washed away. We have only to accept his grace to enter into the abundant life he came to give us. But we cannot completely experience that abundant life until we share it. As a sheep who know our shepherd's voice, we also lead other sheep through the gate that stands open before us. By joining in Christ's mission to bring abundant life to all of God's children, we experience that life even more fully. It means realizing that abundant life starts when we repent our sins, but it continues as we live into the grace that we have received by sharing that grace. It means knowing that church is not a place we go to hear about abundant life, but the body of Christ that is sent out to heal a broken world, offering abundance to all we encounter. Brothers and sisters, abundant life isn't the goal. It is the result of following Jesus, who made the blind to see, the lame to walk, who fed the hungry and comforted those in sorrow, who offered his own life and then conquered death once and for all, so that we, his own dear sheep, could live with him in peace and safety. Brothers and sisters, here is the gate. Will you go in? Christ is the gate. Will you show him to someone else? He came to give life in abundance. It's more than you or I can keep to ourselves. Who do you know that needs more life? Christ is calling you by name. to enter the gate and to lead another sheep into a life of abundance. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Lord, thank you for being our good shepherd and the true gate. Help us enter the true gate through you with a confidence. Let us walk through from our fears and doubt to lands of hope and peace, trusting in shepherd who seeks us, guides us, and cares for us. In so many of our ways, we are stubborn, yet you gently call our names, reminding us of your eternal life, eternal love. O Lord, help us place our trust in you and follow you. So let us have abundant life together. And help us reach out to others to help them enter the true gate. In the name of our Jesus Christ, our shepherd, we pray. Amen.